there was a fantastic lady going through our office manager training just a few weeks ago. At the end of our training, I asked her what the most important takeaway was from the office manager training. Her statement was not what I expected. We begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live. Mixers up. Levels are good. Equalizers good. Ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1. Roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Amy is one of those dental team members who we see each month in our office manager trainings that has a wealth of dental experience. Amy had worked for 4 dentists in her long career, including getting an oral surgery practice successfully off the ground back east. She expressed that when she had been told by her current employer that she had to go through our training here at My Practice, My Business as a prerequisite to working for him, she was skeptical. At the end of the training, she stated it was the best she had ever taken in dentistry. Coming from her, that meant a lot to Tracy and I. When I asked Amy to tell me the most important takeaway she gained from our training, she said by far it was what she learned about the direct operating costs of a dental practice and how important that one business concept was in setting fees and monitoring practice revenues on each and every procedure. Wow, that was not what I expected. Direct operating costs, the most important dental business component. Well, in the clinical business of dentistry office manager training we do at My Practice, My Business, we teach business concepts that are taught by most dental consultants. However, as Amy experienced, we teach clinically driven business skills that are simply not taught in any other dental trainings. Of all the business concepts taught, she was right. By understanding the practice's direct operating costs, one can drill down into all the other concepts we teach with upgrading, value-added service, and being paid fairly for the dentistry we provide instead of thinking dental insurance plans control everything we do. Direct operating costs are to be viewed on an hourly rate. What that means is that we total up all of our costs of doing business each quarter and divide it by the number of hours worked over that 3-month period. We do this in our office on a quarterly basis because it gives us a snapshot of what is sometimes a moving target. Direct operating costs are averages, not absolutes, because some months have higher costs of goods. Some months we have different days we work and other operational costs that typically differ from one month to the other. For example, say that your accounting software shows you that you spent $179,580 over the last 3 months on payroll, rent, lab and supplies, and every single little expense you wrote a check for. Now look at the hours you worked in your office and say it was 405 hours over those 3 months. Finally, divide 405 for the 405 hours into $179,580 and you come up with an hourly direct operating cost to run your business of $443.41. Wow. You have an overhead requiring your production rate to be $4.43 per hour. Does this number include corporate profits? In most cases, it doesn't. So let's look at a couple of procedures that you do every day, though, just to see if we break even. How about the mighty surgical extraction? Now, I know many of you out there will just bill out routine extraction. You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. If something gets yanked out of the human body, I'm pretty much going to call it surgical, except on pedo teeth. I'll go with routine. So look at surgical extraction. Most insurances allow big whopping, roughly $125 on an average for a surgical extraction. We never know exactly how long that first molar will take to get that tooth out of there, right? And, you know, the tooth that's been root canaled 200 years ago, it's already petrified, has no periodontal ligament around it, and has bone a mile high on each side and in between, and even on top sometimes you feel like. You seat the patient, inject them with lidocaine, and let them go numb for 10 to 15 minutes. You get the tooth out in another 15 minutes if everything goes well and roots don't snap off. Then there's another 15 minutes of patient instructions, dismissal, and room turnover. That's 45 minutes of procedural time. If your direct operating cost is $443 per hour, and that procedure just cost you about $332 of direct operating costs or direct operating time, of which you are paid a big whopping $125 for. You're $207 in the red, my friends. Do you have two hygiene rooms going at the same time with patients in need of an exam, prophy, and x-rays, I hope? You might make just break even. You might just break even if you do, but chances are you don't. Does anyone here see a problem with this simple business concept? Now that you're feeling all warm and fuzzy, let's look at another procedure. The almighty crown. Most dental plans have a reimbursement rate of around $650 for an all porcelain crown. In my experience, super fast dentists can do this procedure from start to finish in 1 hour, 20 minutes, with 10 minutes of room turnover, making it a 90 minute procedure total time. That includes the prep, the impression, making the temporary, room turnover, post-op instructions, and payment for the procedure. Yes, 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 I understand. Most practices will typically schedule a crown prep for a two-hour appointment, but let's look at the best-case scenario, but let's make sure we add everything up into the actual time it takes. If the practice's DOC is $443 per hour and the procedure is completed in 1 hour and 30 minutes for the super fast people, the DOC, well, some people schedule an hour. Yeah, okay, great, I get it. But at an hour and 30 minutes, the DOC for the procedure is an average of $665 for this typical dental office, okay? If your reimbursement is $650 and you have a DOC of $665, you just went into the hole or into the red $15. If you're like most offices and do this procedure in 2 hours, you're actually in the red roughly $236. Even if you add a buildup in the mix, that's only going to cut that loss by roughly $95 on average. Boy, oh boy, I sure hope the hygiene department is seeing two patients at the same time, right? We could run this scenario with all of your procedures, and it's actually what you should be doing when setting your fees. Your fee-for-service fees should each be able to stand alone as the sole procedure being completed with not only a break-even analysis, but also with a 32% profit on top of it. This is what other businesses do. If they want to stay in business, I sure hope you just understood what I just said. If not, let me put it this way. Dental procedures we do in our offices should not be loss leaders. They should not be free to our patients, and they sure as heck should not be a financial cost to the doctor and dental team. It's corporate profitability that gives practices the ability to give our teams pay raises, bonuses, and team trips to Disneyland or Hawaii. I'm just a suggestion. But those suggestions are only available when dental practices are profitable. Let that sink in for a minute longer. Okay? When you run scenarios like we just did just now, you will see that there are very few procedures we dentists are actually profitable on unless we are able to offer upgrades or value-added services for said procedures. If you don't fully understand those terms, or even if you do, you need to take our training courses at MPMB. It's that simple. Those procedures that we see profitability on in most practices are the placement of dental implants and 3-unit or more unit bridges, okay? Those two procedures actually have the ability to be profitable on their own with reimbursement rates from most dental insurance plans. Isn't that great? Like, we're all doing those procedures all day long, implants and 3-unit bridges. I hope all of you are beginning to see why the income levels of dentists and their teams have remained stagnant or have declined over the last 10 plus years. What's worse, we are hearing across the nation that reimbursement rates with the major dental plans are looking to be decreased again across the board. Of course, this is going to have additional negative effects on our ability to run profitable dental practices. Most dental practices will look to beat up their dental suppliers and labs to help offset decreased reimbursement rates from third-party payers. In order for practices to continue to pay team members current rates of compensation and to meet overhead costs, dentist owners are going to again have to decrease their salaries and standard of living just to keep status quo. This is just simple business math I'm talking about here, folks. Unless, of course, there were business strategies and tactics which could offset these losses and actually turn procedures into profit centers utilizing more expensive products and prosthetics. We've all been told the same thing for years about dental insurance. But what if what we've been told isn't completely true? What if dental offices could charge more to both insured and uninsured patients for expensive technology, products, and services that they need and want? What if we could be paid fairly for all of our services with all of our patients, both insured and uninsured? What if we could learn how this is done from other dental professionals, including dental insurance reps, who do this every day with happy and satisfied patients? All of you need to take the first step towards legally and ethically reclaiming forgotten profitability in your practice by learning what we teach and train on in our clinical business of dentistry office manager and team training. By the way, our office manager training, we like to think of it more like office manager knowledge that gets office managers bonuses and increased pay like never before seen. Sorry, docs, I just had to lay that in there. There are very few thought leaders who teach and train on the business concepts that you have learned here today just listening to this podcast, and even fewer who know dental insurance rules, regulations, and protocols like we do here at MPMB. Doing dentistry is hard enough. Running your dental practice as a profitable business shouldn't be a non-profit experience. Direct operating costs, just like Amy expressed, is the most important dental business concept that she learned, and it's the most important business component that we can look at in our practices. Set your fees according to them. Be profitable by them. Do not let insurance dictate how you treat your patient. Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.